times when we do put Him first, or when we do, things always seem to go better. Are you like me? Are you like this? A lot of times you'll get up and you'll have so much to do, like I have the next couple of days. I've got a lot to do. Since I'm going to be gone Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then I'll be back Saturday morning, and got everything going on here, and then got two weddings Saturday evening, then have to be ready to preach Sunday morning and Sunday night. That's a lot to do. It takes, our preacher used to tell us that you should spend 1 hour in preparation, prayer and study, for every minute that you plan on preaching in the pulpit. He said if a man's going to preach 30 minutes on Sunday, he should spend 30 hours that week preparing the message in his heart. I thought, glory to God, I want to do that. Boy, one day it hit me. I thought, my soul, that's impossible. As much as I preach, I ain't that many hours in a week. I preach 50 minutes a day this week. It ain't 50 hours in a day. You'd have to look 24 hours. So that means I'm going to have to depend on God. The Lord's going to have to help me. They said J. Frank Norris used to pastor the two largest churches in America at the same time. One of the most unusual characters you ever read about in your life was J. Frank Norris. He pastored the great Temple Baptist Church in Detroit, and also First Baptist in Fort Worth, Texas. And that man traveled back and forth by train and pastored those two churches. He was one of the, he's the granddaddy, really, of the independent Baptist movement in America. Jack Hiles, all those guys got their way of organizing, building great churches from J. Frank Norris. That's where it come from. Now everybody, you ought to get one of those books on him out of the bookstore and read it. You won't even hear his name mentioned at camp meetings. They hate his guts. You get a book of who's who in Christianity in the church, and it don't even have J. Frank Norris's name in it. I got the book. And he pastored the two biggest churches in America. Ain't that wild? He's a little on the controversial side. He's a rough Texan. And you know, some people grow up in Texas, and especially back in the 40s, 30s and 40s, they carried guns. They still do. What's wrong with that? Ain't nothing wrong with that. I think people who want to take guns away from us are wicked and deceived by the devil. I think Americans have the right to bear arms. They ought to. People say, well, it's these guns are killing people. Get rid of guns. They're going to kill them with knives. The people's heart is wicked in what's causing the crime. And you... We ought to have one Sunday where I get up here and I read you about 15 illustrations of all the lives that are saved by guns. Amen? Lots of lives are saved every year by guns. Hallelujah for guns. I didn't know I was going to say that. I didn't plan on saying that. That wasn't in the notes because I ain't got no notes. I'm looking at part of a message here that I preached years ago, and that wasn't even part of it. And you know something? I got to thinking about J. Frank Norris. I thought, how in the world? His song leader and Sunday school director, or whatever that guy was, his assistant, Enzimer, whatever that fellow's name is. Y'all might know his name. Stayed with him all the time, went visit, knocked on doors. They said, I don't see how he ever had time to prepare sermons. They said, I don't see how he had time to do it. Said he went 6 days a week, running all the time. Somehow or another, when he'd get up to preach, God would give him a great sermon. Now, there's a secret here. There's a secret here. Young preachers, listen. You say, well, I seen Brother Danny, and he wasn't even prepared, and they called on him to preach, and he got up and preached, so that's the way I'm going to do. No, that ain't the way it works. If you got an hour, you better use that hour. If you got 5 minutes, you better use that 5 minutes. If you got 2 days, you got to use that 2 days. I found out if God gives me a week to prepare and I waste that week, I ain't going to be ready. But if God gives me 5 minutes and I use that 5 minutes, I'll be ready. The best way to be where you ought to be tomorrow is do what you ought to do today. I just said one of the best things you've heard in a long time. I don't know if you know it or not. I didn't make it up. I heard it from somebody else. That's the truth, brother. The best way to be where you ought to be tomorrow is do what you ought to do today. A lot of preachers will live loose till it's Saturday night and then get in the study and say, "Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, please help." It's too late then, friend. Too late then. Sunday morning is an overflow of what you've done with God all week long. It's a part of you. It's your life. It's not, you don't just have golf and games and goofing off all week long, la 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 la, and then all of a sudden, bang, be a great preacher on Sunday morning. It's all the same, the preaching and your life, and it's everything, it's all mixed up together. You just soon do one as the other. You don't have to change gears. You are who you are. You're doing what you're made out of. It's an overflow of your life when you stand and preach the Word of God. Your Christianity ought to be a part, it ought to be your whole life, it's all tangled in together. You shouldn't be able to separate it. You shouldn't leave your Christianity at home when you go to work in the morning. You young people, you're the hardest problem. Listen to me. Y'all talk too much this morning now, and I'm going to fuss at you. All these whole three rows right in here. Not another word. Do I get through preaching, okay? Not another word. You know what some of you kids' problem is? You're chicken to take a stand out in public. I said some of you was at the Pizza Hut last night with the other crowd. Not the witnessing crowd. The crowd that was getting witnessed to. You say, "Well, I just love the Lord and I want to get right." You got to be a big enough man to take it out of here. As long as you're a chicken, you're never going to do it. Your life has to be the same out there as it is in here. Then when you get in here, it blows up inside of you. You know what makes people shout in church? The life they've been living all week blows up inside them when they get to church on Sunday. They've been in that secret place. They've been praying. God asks, "Have you ever found anything wrong with the Lord?" I've got up many times and I said, "Lord, I got this to do. My grass is real high right now. I got 2 days and I got to make double radio tapes. All of my radio tapes for this week. You know, I'm on the radio, six days a week. And there's four stations. And I've got to have all that done. I've got to have all that stuff done by Wednesday morning. I got to have next week's tapes and the week after that tapes done by Wednesday morning when I leave. Because the next week I'm going to be gone to Florida. And I got to do this, got to do that, got to do this, got to do that. Plus, we got a building program. Now, I know what I got to do. I got to get up in the morning and pray. If I get up and say, "Oh, Lord, I got to do this, I got to do that," and just run off and do it, everything goes wrong all day long. You're supposed to meet somebody at 9 o'clock, they don't show up. I got to call that man about fixing this out to school. He ain't in his office. He won't be back till tomorrow. But if you notice, if you'll get up and really pray and seek God first, that everything just clicks. All day long. It just falls right into place. And you can get more done in 1 hour after seeking God a little while than you could in 3 hours if you just jumped up and run out the door and you didn't have time to seek Him. Boy, I wish I could remember that little poem. It said, "I met God in the morning when my day was at its best, and His presence came like sunshine and glory in my breast. All the day long we walked together and had sweet fellowship. And then I thought of other times when I didn't have time to seek Him. And, you know, I went out and I missed His presence all day." And the last line said, "You must seek God in the morning if you would have Him through the day." Don't forget Him, young people. Don't forget Him. School's starting pretty soon. Some of you be going to public school. Some of you be going to our school. Listen, you don't forget God. Don't forget God. You know what it'd be good for some of you young people to do sometime? Be good for you. You sit and say, "Well, it's Friday night. What are we going to do? Let's go to the mall. Let's go here." We're not doing anything wrong, preacher. I didn't say you was. You know what would be good sometime? Just to stay home and read your Bible and pray. Just stay home and read your Bible and pray. Just stay home and read your Bible and pray, man. Just stay home and read your Bible and pray. You know what would be good for some of you adults sometime? You say, "Wow, hallelujah, I got a day off. Me and my baby is going to hit the beach or hit the mountains or do this." Some of that stuff in the right way is okay. Wouldn't it be a blessing sometimes you just said, "Hey, I'm just going to read the Bible." I'm not talking about reading a book about the Bible. I'm talking about reading the Bible. I'm not talking about watching a video, a Christian video. I'm talking about reading the Bible. Reading the Bible not out of duty. Reading the Bible just to enjoy reading the Bible. Reading the Bible not because you got to get your 5 chapters in, but reading the Bible because you want to read the Bible. And just read it and read it until the glory of God settles down. You wouldn't believe how much money that can save you. Because all this stuff that you thought you had to have, when God really gets on you just right, you think you don't care if you get them or you don't. You can save a lot of money if you'll be right with the Lord like that. Because He'll satisfy you. Tonight, I hope we're at a point right now at our church where we've got so much going on. We're at the point where God could really do something. Young people are on fire. Mamas and daddies willing. I mean, I tell you, God's blessed us. Let's do something about it. Let's take it out of here. Let's take it out of here. Let's take it out of these four walls. Take it out. Preached the other night on going fishing, and Jesus said, come after me and I'll make you fishers of men. And then I got to thinking about it. If what we got's as great as we say it is, let's take it out and go fishing. You say, well, I went fishing and I didn't catch no fish. How many of you fishermen in here have ever went fishing and did not catch any fish? Raise your hand. Well, you didn't quit, did you? You went back again. Amen. Just keep going, and you'll catch some fish. All right, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. I want you to bow your heads. I want you to close your eyes. And while your heads are bowed and eyes are closed, we'd like to illustrate this little truth that we have for you tonight. And I want you to search your heart. Have you ever thought about what your sins do to Jesus? I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about Christian people when they sin against God. I'm talking about Christian people. When we sin against God. I tell you something, brother. It's a serious thing. Serious thing to sin against the Lord Jesus Christ. It really is. Because you see, we're going to show you how much the Lord hates sin and how much sin grieves Him. I want to ask you a question tonight. The summer of 95, are you willing to put Him first? Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that You would touch our hearts this evening. Oh God. Oh God, do a work in our soul. Lord, many of us are to the point where we need to do something for You. Lord, I know You don't want us to just sit around and soak up blessings. You want us to do something for You. God, do it tonight. Do what ought to be done. Save lost souls. Change lives. We'll praise You for it in Jesus' name. Microphones on, please.
Lord, I know I've promised You many times before, but today is the day I'm going to spend all day with You. I promise. This time I'm going to keep this promise. Today I'm going to read my Bible. I'm just going to read my Bible and pray and just spend all day with You. I mean, I promise. This is today. I'll be right back. Come in! What?
We are on our way to the beach, to John's Beach House. Yes, everybody's going to be there. We're going to have the biggest party and everything. Come on, you want to go with us?
I can't. I'm sorry. I had other plans.
What is more important than going to the beach? Come on. Oh, it's going to be the best time. We're going to have the beer. The guys are going to be there.
I know.
Come on, John's going to be there.
I kind of promised. I have a friend here, and I kind of promised that I'd spend all day with him.
Come on. What friend is more important than going to the beach?
Well, I promised, and he's from out of town. And I promise. I really can't break this promise.
Bring me, sorry. Come on, it's gonna be the best.
No, I can't. Really, I can't. I'll see you later, okay?
Fine, if you want me that way, fine.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm back. Let's see who I'm gonna read. This looks like a good place. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples.
Let's go play some basketball.
I can't. I'm sorry. I know I promised, but I kind of have other plans.
Other plans? You always tell me that. What's wrong?
I know, but this time I can't. I promised somebody this. I can't. You just wouldn't understand. Where's Dad?
I don't know. He's out fixing the car or something. He's always busy, just like you.
What about Mike?
He's out of town.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't. I have other plans. You just wouldn't understand.
You always got an excuse.
Later. Tomorrow, I promise. I'll play tomorrow. I'm sorry, that was my brother. Forgot where I was at now. This looks like a good place. Where you want me to read? And Jesus saith unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. Lord, I don't understand. Peter saw you do all those miracles. He saw you heal the blind, and he saw you do, turn water into wine. I mean, he saw you do all these miracles, and yet he denied you three times? I'd never do that. I could never deny you like that. I'll be right back. Come in.
Hey, Tammy. Guess what?
What?
Your two favorite teams are playing tonight down in Glen Alpine.
Oh.
And guess who's going to be there?
Who?
Rob.
Ah!
Come on, Tammy. You've got to come. He said he really wants to see you.
Oh, I kind of had other plans. I promised somebody I'd spend all day
who?
With him. It's just an old friend from out of town.
Well, come on, he's not worth it. This is your two favorite team, and Rob's going to be there.
Okay. Let me go tell him goodbye, and I'll be out in just a few minutes.
Okay, we'll wait on you.
Okay.
Hurry up, start in 30 minutes.
There's sort of been a change of plans. I know I promised that I spent all day with you today, but something's come up, and I'm going to go. I promise tomorrow I'll spend tomorrow with you. I'm not doing anything tomorrow, and I promise tomorrow. Now, you stay right here, and I'll be back. I'll be back later, and I'll spend all day tomorrow with you, okay? No. You don't understand. You have to stay here. You have to stay here. Stay here. I'll be back later. No, you can't come with me. You wouldn't fit in. You don't understand. You have to stay here. Sit down. You have to stay here. You just wouldn't fit in. I'm sorry, you don't understand. I hate to do this, but stay right here.
What our sins do to the Lord tonight.
Seems that I'm so good at breaking promises.
That's what our sins do to Jesus tonight.
And
we ought to hate our sins. We ought to turn away from our sins. Amen. Right now, right here, right now. Come on. You need to come. Turn your back on that sin tonight. Amen. Amen. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Put the nails in his hand. We ought to hate our sins tonight. You ought not to take sin lightly like it don't matter. It does matter. It's wicked. It's wicked. Some of you are doing things you know ain't right. You're still putting the nails in his hands tonight. Amen. Amen. Say it. Amen. Amen. God's speaking to your heart tonight. We take sin too lightly. We say, oh, we're saved by grace. It don't matter what we do. Yes, sir, brother. The Bible said, shall we sin that grace may abound? God forbid. God forbid. I'm talking about them little sins in our lives that keep us. You know what? When you make up your mind to spend time with the Lord, like I talked to you about for a minute tonight, the devil, he'll make sure somebody calls. He'll make sure an old friend comes by. He'll make sure that telephone rings. He'll make sure. You just got to make up your mind. Hey, Lord, this is your time. This is your time. Just like you give time to Baxter Laboratory or Cross Cotton Mill used to, or East Marion or Drexel. You give time to the Lord. And say, Lord, this is your time. God honors it. He honors it. The Bible said Jesus rose one time a great while before day and went out and prayed. He's setting an example for us. He's setting an example for us. Amen. Don't let a boyfriend or a girlfriend or money or job or car or anything keep you from your time with the Lord. Crucify the Son of God afresh and put Him to an open shame. That's something, brother. That's something. It's bad when anybody sins, but it's really bad when a Christian sins. We're dead to sin. We still sin against God, bring to an open shame. These are still praying tonight. It'd be a good time just to really search our hearts. Make sure everything's right. This has been kind of an unusual service, but I believe the Lord wanted to get this little truth across to you. Put Him first. Put Him first. You're preaching, you're singing, Sunday school class, and you work, and raising your family. Put Him first. Pray with your kids before they go to sleep tonight. Read your Bible when you get up in the morning. Honor God. And anything that's wrong in your life, just get it out. Get it out. You know what Christians do? They keep little bitty pet sins. You keep a little lust, or you keep a little pride, you keep a little jealousy, or you keep a little hard feeling, or a little something like that, and you think, nah, everybody sins, it ain't no big deal. God hates that sin, and He wants it out. He wants it out. Amen. What we're going to do after these three praying tonight, we're going to meet with all of you that are going on the Florida trip, the evangelistic trip to Florida. We're going to meet in the ladies' choir room immediately after service, because I'm going to be gone the biggest part of the week, and then next Sunday it'll be too late to do anything. So the trip will be 1 week from Wednesday, and we're excited about it. I believe that God might use this group of young people right here to start fires all over this country. I believe that. It's not because they're anything special. But all He wants is some people He can work through. That's all He wants. And I know your friends will talk about you. Some of your parents will fuss at you, and people will be jealous and mad and everything else. But you just let God use you. Let God use you. Don't let nobody tell you nothing against the Lord. Honor God, okay? Amen. Well, so we'll meet right up here in the ladies' choir room. Somebody get the lights on over there for us. And we'll be dismissed tonight. Let's stand, bow our heads in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for a wonderful day. It's been good. We praise You for it. We ask You, dear God, in Jesus' name, that You'd bless now this evening. God, as we go our separate ways, I know a lot of these young people are tired, and a lot of these workers are tired, and so have them get into bed tonight and get some rest. But we've got a big week. And ask You, Lord, to put Your blessings on that work out there. Somehow or another, let it fall together tomorrow, Lord. Somehow or another, let things just begin to click. Put it in these men's heart to help. God, You know we need You. We need Your help. We ask You, Lord, to let it work for Your glory. Father, I pray that You'd bless all these that's been on the altar tonight, these that in the pews. Lord, help us to realize Even though our sins have been paid for by the blood of Calvary, but it still grieves you when we sin. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Cause us to hate sin. Cause us to hate it. Turn our backs from it. And we'll praise you in your name. Amen.